From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Tanisha Spain, filling in for Brian Mackey. When we think of the U.S. prison system, we might think of overcrowding, mass incarceration, long sentences, and racism. The United States' commitment to keeping people incarcerated consistently fuels and stimulates the economy. We know this as the prison industrial complex. Let's play a clip from Ava DuVernay's documentary, 13th.
Longer sentences, three strikes and you're out. Almost 60 new capital punishment offenses.
And then comes to Congress with a proposal for a $30 billion federal crime bill of 1994 that was heavily loaded towards law enforcement incarceration.
I propose a 21st century crime bill to deploy the latest technologies and tactics to make our communities even safer.
That omnibus crime bill was responsible for a massive expansion of the prison system. And beyond that, it provided all kinds of money and perverse incentives for law enforcement to do a lot of the things that we nowadays consider to be abusive.
It will be used to build prisons to keep 100,000 violent criminals off the street.
Not only does he increase funding to states to build prisons, to lock up as many people involved in drug crimes, but also to put 100,000 police officers on the street.
Crime has been a hot political issue, used too often to divide us.
And while crime does all too often divide us, it doesn't have to. Prison abolitionists say committing a crime shouldn't define a person either. As people working to reduce or eliminate prisons, leaders of the prison abolition movement are imagining another way. Since 1970, the number of incarcerated people in the United States has grown exponentially and currently sits at around 2 million people. Meanwhile, in Finland, that number is around 3,000, where one-third of the country's prisons operate as open. Joining us now to discuss this concept of an open prison and her reporting on Finland's criminal justice system is WBEZ race, class, and communities reporter Natalie Moore. Natalie, welcome back to The 21st. And listeners, because we are pre-recording this conversation, we will not be taking calls, but we always love to hear what you think about our conversations. Send us an email to talk@21stshow.org, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Okay, so let's jump into this discussion. Before we get into what's happening in Finland, I want to talk a little bit about the prison abolition movement. Kind of explain that to us and tell us about the vision.
These are people who don't believe that we should have prisons, and they're really trying to envision a society without prisons. This doesn't mean that they are saying, let's turn the keys over tomorrow and let everyone out. From my reporting and my understanding in the readings, you know, whether it's Angela Davis or activists on the ground here in Chicago, it's about reimagining a world that doesn't rely on punishment, that looks at healing and finds alternative ways for accountability.
Excellent, excellent. And so how did that lead you to Finland and their open prison system?
A lot of the abolitionist work is happening in Chicago, even though this is a movement that's across the country. And it's a concept that I've been fascinated by. And these are people who think that reform is actually the enemy to justice, that the system can't be reformed. And so abolitionism really means just tearing down a system and building something new up. Some abolitionists might say that an open prison system is not abolition because it's still a prison. But I was curious about going because I wanted to report on a model that was so different than the one we use in the United States as well as in Illinois.
Now, was Finland, how was this born? How was their prison system born? Has it always been this way, or did this open concept stem from something else?
It didn't always exist, and they had prisons that were like other prisons around the world, solitary confinement. There was a belief that that's how you would find penance, that you might find God if you are by yourself in a cell. Open prisons really started to grow in the 1970s. But if you listen to my reporting, there's a in the series, in the middle, I do a story about a woman, a journalist who's Finnish, who wrote a book called The Nordic Theory of Everything. And what I learned is that the ethos of the country is so different. So I could have gone there to report on education. I could have reported on housing, healthcare, and I would have come to a similar conclusion about how systems work. And the system there is that people trust the government to take care of some of the essentials in their lives. And that's so different from how we look at our government, no matter where what your political affiliation is. And that really fascinated me, that people felt differently about their country, had different expectations of their country, and how the government was living up to their expectations.
So what keeps people in the prisons, I guess, in Finland is the biggest question. If there are no obstacles to running away or escaping, no bars on the windows, how does that work? Because it just seems so foreign from our American idea of the prison system.
There are some people who do run away. It's not a large number. But if you leave, then you go to a closed prison. You lose your chance to be in an open prison.
Oh, so this is more like, this isn't something that you just get to do, you know, if you go to prison. It's like a privilege to be in one of the open prisons, and you have to sort of earn that spot. Is that an accurate way to sort of describe it?
Somewhat. Not all of the prisons are open. You can commit some crimes that would automatically land you in an open prison. And then there are times where, for good behavior, you can graduate, if you will, to an open prison.
Fascinating. Now, what do you think, or what have you seen in your research? What does it do for the culture of prison, comparing the two, open and closed? What have you observed there?
There is a focus on rehabilitation and preparing people to come out and be productive members of society. So open prison doesn't mean that you go home at night. What it means is that you can leave to go to work and go to school. So I should probably explain a little bit more about what an open prison system is. About a third of prisons in Finland are open. There are men's open prisons and women open prisons. They are smaller. They tend to be about 50 people. And the ones that I saw were either former farms or former worker colonies. So there's a lot of space. You can walk the grounds unattended. The buildings look like dorms or hostels where people live in. They do their own laundry. They do get paid when they work. They cook their own food, their lunches, their dinners, and they have recreation on the campus as well.
So what does a typical day look like for an inmate in a Finland in an open prison? What's the day look like?
It depends on what it is that you're doing. So I can tell you some of the people who I met in one, they got up in the morning. They went to work for a half a day, then they come back, they eat their lunch, and then they have the rest of the day to themselves to read, to exercise, or not do anything. But their working is helping them get a vocation and to build toward something when they get out.
Excellent. That's fascinating. And listeners, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with WBEZ race, class, and communities reporter Natalie Moore. We're talking about her reporting on Finland's criminal justice system and how the country is reimagining incarceration. Now, because we are pre-recording this conversation, we won't be able to take calls, but we always love to hear what you think about our conversations. Send us an email to talk@21stshow.org, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Now, Natalie, the Finnish penalty system doesn't make distinctions between violent and nonviolent crimes like the U.S. Is that correct? And can you explain a little bit more about that?
In short, it means that you can be convicted of murder and still be in an open prison.
Now, how are they able, again, it sounds so foreign to someone living in America, but how are they able to make that call?
They just do. And understandably, you're asking questions from an American perspective because we wouldn't do that. But that's not how they think about it. So there's no distinction between violent and nonviolent crimes.
Wow. Wow. Now, with Finland being a social welfare state, to have a culture that supports open prisons, their view on crime is also a bit different than ours. Can you talk a little bit about that?
When you say that their view on crime is different, what do you mean exactly?
The country's view on crime in the way income is managed and the way the government assists its people is different from the U.S. So does that factor in and make the way they handle crime or punishment any different?
Going back to what I was saying about the ethos of the country, their social mobility in Finland, so children often do better than their parents. If you are born in a certain economic class, it doesn't mean that you're stuck there the way that it is in the United States. The system isn't perfect, but Finland does more seriously look at income inequality more seriously than we do in the United States. So I think all of these things factor in how the country takes care of its residents. So social safety nets, for example, or quality education isn't, I mean, all of these things impact prisons, even if it isn't directly. Mm-hmm. So you have a country that has a different value system, and that transfers over, it spills over into really any arena.
Now, what about the sentences? How do they measure up just in comparison to the U.S.? Are the sentences heavier, lighter in Finland? What have you gleaned there?
Life in prison means 15 years and you are eligible for parole. So no one is going to be sentenced there for decades or, you know, multiple life sentences, that doesn't happen.
And what are criticisms? You know, it sounds great. It sounds like something that we should all maybe, you know, pay attention to or at least explore. But what are the criticisms or drawbacks of the system?
I didn't get to interview people who had been through the system who could tell me some of the issues that they had. The prisoners who I did talk to were people who were in prison. One of the things that I did learn was how women are treated. So in one of the women's open prisons, there is a mother's wing and it looks nothing like a prison at all. It's a house and there's a playroom and it's very open and there's a playground in the back.
And they're able to raise their children while serving a sentence. Is that
correct? Up until the child is age 3.
Wow.
But what happens if the child turns 3 and the mother is still in prison? So that is a criticism. It's rare that that happens, but it's still a situation where a mother is going to be separated and that child had only been with the mother since birth.
So your reporting says, I've got a little excerpt here, open prisons allow inmates to leave for schooling or a job. Wraparound services include a social worker and classes on substance abuse or anger management. Due to its small population, the facility offers the men individual guidance. This is something so profoundly different from any prison I'm imagining in the U.S. Talk a little bit about that. So they are being prepared for life outside or after their sentence.
They are, and with all the elements that you just mentioned, another criticism that I did hear is that there isn't enough mental health services. Of course, the mental health services that they get pales in comparison to what we have, but nonetheless, people think that there needs to be more.
Who's guiding prison policy in Finland, and how is that different from what we're seeing, let's say, in Chicago politically?
Not the politicians, researchers. Set the policy. Everything is research-based.
And what is the research showing us in Finland?
That being in an open prison doesn't mean that you're going to have people who are returning to prison once they are out, that you need to help people with a vocation or with education, and that harsh punishment doesn't work.
Excellent. Natalie Moore, thank you so much for being on the show today. She is a reporter at WBEZ, the Class, Race, and Communities reporter, sharing with us some of the interesting concepts of Finland's open prisons. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.